This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
What's going on? This is DJ Mr. Thing, and you're checking out Sarah Love and My Stiggy on a FUBAR hip hop show.
Wow, he called himself DJ Mr. Thing. This is Shit don't happen like that anywhere else, you know, only on the hip hop show right here, FUBAR Radio, mother lovers. That's where I get the camera right. Mind the bags under my eyes, though. I'm kind of tired in that.
I know. Yeah. I was considering doing the show just in sunglasses today.
Wow, same here, man, but I brought the wrong ones. If I had wore these ones, you'd be like, right, Mice is going on Hollywood up in here. Yeah, they got bits of glitter on there.
No, but that's why my theory is just go all out.
Wings, so, yeah. I got wings on the rims and that, you know what I mean?
Ew.
Yeah, so I didn't bother.
Aw, I would like to have seen that. My aim today, both me and Mice are pretty ragged today. So I was hoping to default to Mice, but then he told me he's only slept for half an hour this whole weekend. This dance
truth
music
be told,
lifestyle.
Though, I ain't going to lie. Like, sometimes I come in here and it's the same thing. But this time around, I was like, rah. Like, I just landed in London 10 this morning or something like that. And I woke up at 5.
Nice.
In 5 o'clock in Hungary. But I didn't go to sleep till about 2 o'clock. So I had about 3 hours sleep then.
Oh,
then you
got
to do the whole thing. Luckily, the guy at the hotel desk was like, would you like coffee? Because I was like, right, no breakfast. Man can't get no breakfast. It's like 5 a.m. Man can't get no breakfast.
He's can't cope without breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool, but it's just the whole like being alert and not losing my passport. Not, you know what I mean? After last week's jugglings.
Not
but anyway,
arrested.
More importantly, shout out to man like Ian Boldsworth for the last 2 hours. You lot, I know you lot was cracking up there. The dude in West Drayton, he's giving me jokes, boy. He's screaming out, West Drayton. It sounds,
Johnny Vegas.
Yeah.
See, I'm barely able to speak today. But if you miss that, listen back. And also listen back to our show from last week, because we had some amazing guests, including Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing, telling us all about their brand new album, which is Superfly.
Yeah, man.
We also spoke to Bishop Nuru. Could not shut that dude up, man. He's like worse than me. And Judge the Disciple. That was so lovely having him in the studio.
Yeah, and Judge the Disciple. And he came through with Oblivious. And then we had a crazy open mic with Patrin. Yeah, we had Oblivious.
It was really fun.
We had Judge the Disciple. We also had Parky got involved.
Was Benediction last week?
I was getting to that bit. Then we had Scran Cartel. Let me just say Skrk with the R. Scran Cartel, which was Benediction and man like Monsieur Freets, who's actually leaving the country. Man's going to Japan.
Oh, yes,
to live.
Say.
That's a bit deep. That's a bit deep, Pan, right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And my
deep
best friend from Japan just left this morning. I love you, Maya.
Oh.
But, listen back to last week's show because it was dope.
Yeah, man.
FUBARradio.com/shows/hiphop is the place to go. And today we've got more of the same. You know, we hold you down every Monday, 4 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of, this is... Velvet chocolate cake, if you left it out for about 2 days in a 37 degree heat and let it do some flossing out in Budapest, you know what I mean?
Sounds good.
Nah, it's not the type of flossing you're talking about. This is the new dance that the kids think they're better than me at. But I'll show you, any of you lot got kids out there, I will beat your kids in a flossing dance off. I'll put that out there right now. Yeah,
tell them to email us hiphop@moveourradio.com.
But coming up today, today
Lefty is going to be coming through to the studio telling us all about his new EP. We're also going to be joined by Parallax, who has this super cool international collaboration that he's going to tell us about. We've got a gig guide, of course. We've got the open mic, of course. And we want to hear from you guys. Hit us up on the Twitter at FUBAR Radio. You can reach me there at DJ Sarah Love.
And you can reach me there at Mice Diggy. Make sure you like my tweets. Whatever. I don't know what it means when people like your tweets. Ow, I hurt my toe. Like,
I know, that's French. What I was going to say. Sometimes it's something like really messed up someone's tweeted, but then, but then it's like, okay.
But yeah, just like the shit, because apparently
regardless,
it matters.
It really matters. And, you can email us as well. That was it. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Well, let's just crack on with this goodness. Let's hit you with some Homeboy Sandman. This is fresh.
This is Scrolling through my Facebook wall, 20 minutes of my life I can never get back. A couple times a day before I knew I lost an hour. Productivity be far away like Okinawa. Facebook friends are not my real amigos. Checking for comments and shit, checking off my ego. Anything to get a fucking like. One day I decided I should get a fucking life, get it right. Social networks are not the only infection. GPS be fucking up, catch a sense of direction. Thought your navigation skills had to be flawed. You ain't no left from right when your battery died, bitch. The homies in your posse all be waiting, but you too busy checking Tumblr porno masturbating. Maybe you should be a better friend. Never use the internet again.
Never use the internet again. Ooh, never use the internet again. Come on. Never use the internet again. Ooh, never use the internet again. Come on. Never use the internet again. Ooh, never use the internet again. Come on. Never use the internet again. Ooh, never use the internet again. Come on.
Every day the bullshit worsens. Order a pizza like a fucking person. Match.com like an online pimp. Step to a girl in real life, you fucking wimp. Internet journalism is what you're gonna find. Everyone who can't get paid for it does it online. Most of the ones online is getting paid suck too. Fuck you. I swear I'm about to motherfucking lose it. YouTube has ads on all the best music. For all the worst music. YouTube awards, did you forget you can't have awards? You're the fucking internet. This shit is like a motherfucking club. That all goes away if I pull a fucking plug. Put your faith in something on which you can depend. Never use the internet again.
Never use the internet again. Ooh, never use the internet again. Come on. Never use the internet again. Ooh, never use the internet again. Come on. Never use the internet again. Ooh, never use the internet again. Come on. Never use the internet again. Ooh, never use the internet again.
Get up and touch your hands, huh? And listen to the MP3. So get up and touch your hands.
Y'all, this is Master Ace Juice Crew.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Craig G from the Juice Crew. You know what it is.
Cool G Rap from the Juice Crew, baby, all day, every day.
The BIGDADDYKANE, Juice Crew.
Roxanne Shante, please believe it from the Juice Crew, baby.
MC Shan from the Juice Crew.
And you're listening to Fubar
Radio.
Radio.
The hip hop show.
The hip hop show with my homegirl Sarah Love.
Mice
and my boy Mice Diggy, you heard?
Oh, that is just incredible, yeah. Hearing their voices.
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
Iconic.
I could have that on loop.
I know. Loop, but that track that we just played you, Homeboy Sandman and Edan, never use the internet again.
Hashtag, yeah, you got to put the hashtag in there, man. Sandman's always coming with some crazy angle, boy.
But that's from the first single from their new collaboration album, which is dropping in October on Stone, so Humble Pie, as in P-I. And but no, I'm feeling the points that he's raising there, because this is what I was talking about in the last week with some friends of mine. I think digital technology and the internet is really messing up social relationships.
Messing up people communicate relationships. Yeah, for sure.
Like I saw something the other day. Apparently, millennials are having less sex than the previous generation.
It might be a good thing, though. You know what I mean? We don't need more stupid people being born out here. So let a millennial just whack away, bro. Buy you a couple of them. you have them sex dolls. Buy a couple in case the first one messes up, because then it really will feel like you're messing with a dead person.
Oh, God. But no, that's what I'm saying, because then it's like people are just going to end up having twisted, other twisted outlets.
They already got them. They're already, people are twisted out here.
I know.
We was having a conversation about this the other day, like the types of porn that there is out there now.
Oh, God.
It's all weird shit. Like,
and then imagine what's on
the... Fighting my suit porn and... Do you know what I mean?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with... No, I'm
fighting my suit
I know
and let
nothing.
Me drink it with a straw porn. What kind of...
I know that.
What the hell's
but
going on
straws
here, man?
Aren't good for the environment, right?
Yeah,
so they
about?
Need to come with a more eco-friendly version of that.
What's this whole thing about straws all of a sudden? Why is there, like,
no, because it's...
Strawsism.
Listen,
is that
something...
What you call it?
Are you talking about the porn on the dark web involving straws or
yeah, see? I don't even know about
tell
it.
Me about
enlighten
it,
Mike. Us. Don't even try it, man. You're the one who brought out the dark web. Whenever someone says dark web or something, ah shit, there's some like some whole it's like you know, what do you call it? The upside down, you know, Stranger Things. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Anyway, people listening
it's
out
Stranger
there.
Stranger Things, that's a TV show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a TV show. It's like the dark side. When people say the dark web, I'm like, right, it must be dragons and fucking goblins and ghouls there.
Oh, worse than that makes goblins and ghouls seem cool.
Racist goblins then and like
even that they're still cool. That's who's in the White House. That's real life, man. Dark webs even takes it to the next level.
But yeah, for real, I do get what he's talking about. I mean, it's kind of hard because obviously most of what people hear most of their music now via the internet. Like, even look, we're an internet show. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But so it's a thing of like understanding how to use it and the way you should use it as opposed to getting lost in it and believing that this is your world. Because now when you walk into the real world, the physical world, where you got to like, show some facial expressions and shit and shake hands
go
and
to a job interview
have actual conversations, you know, you gotta try and think of what you gotta say on the spot.
Act
as
like
opposed
a human
to
being using the same skills that we've evolved over millions of years that have led to the success of the human race.
So people shouldn't get too lost out there, man, especially like, you know, and we've spoken about this over the years as well, like people that are suffering from mental issues. I think the internet is the wrong place to be, man, because it can really like trigger you in ways, you know, you're not reading these things the way people are saying them. Yeah, so you're reading them and interpreting it in the way that you hear it. And if your mind is not that stable...
But also, I just think I become more and more... I think the social medias are potentially pretty sinister places. Mm. Like, when you think how much, you know... In there's other elements that are intercepting the messages that you see on via the internet and stuff,
so
that should
like,
tailor to you, you know, which are impacting the outcome of like politics and laws and how the world is being run ultimately.
Yeah.
But you know, on this show, we like to start off on a positive tip. Yeah. Honestly, we do. Yeah. It's just because me and Mice are both a bit ragged today. See, I can't get my
foot.
So let's.
I don't
just
know if
stick
I'm
to
that
the
bad
program.
I actually feel better hearing Sarah.
I know. It's unspeakable things that have led me to this point. But no, it is actually a celebration today because I think we're so lucky in hip hop because we actually have a birthday, an official birthday that we know of. And so that's why today's big up is going out to all of you, you know, seriously.
Big up, big up.
For being part of this hip hop thing. On the 11th of August, 1973, that is our official birth date of hip hop that we acknowledge within the culture. Mice, when did you first fall in love with hip hop?
Ooh, when did I fall in love with hip hop? I do believe it was one summer's evening. I was at my babysitter's. I think I just stole the last hot cross bun out of the bread bin. That was the days when you used to have bread bins. Remember them?
Oh, I still have a bread bin.
You still got one?
Yeah.
Right,
because I have fresh bread and so it keeps the bread fresher, isn't it?
Oh. So, yeah, I remember just licking the last bits of sticky stuff off my fingers. And I could hear the walls... just like rumble. That's the type of rumble that I've never heard before. You know, I've heard of Michael Jackson rumble.
Yeah.
Heard of Prince rumble. Stevie Wonder rumble.
Diana Ross
rumbles. You know,
Elton
John, you know, Capital Radio was on in the mornings. You'd hear all types of rumbles. These were the 80s rumbles. But this rumble felt like a whole different type of rumble. It had my Kishkis feeling ginormous, and I was probably only about 9. Imagine that. You felt like you had man Kishkis at 9, all because you could hear next door someone saying, "Fuck the police." So I heard the NWA, and it was funny enough, it was Teach, the graffer Teach. He, my babysitter, you know, a friend of my mum's was, she lived next door to Teach, and he'd be playing hip hop out of the window. And I'd be like, "What is that? What is that?" And then slowly but surely got to learn that this was like NWA, and he was playing Public Enemy, and, you know, all these different sort of tapes that he had from back then. And that's when it first sparked, like, wow, what is this? And why did I like it so much, you know?
Shouts out, Teach.
Can you explain then? Because people were asking me, we were shouting out yesterday at the festival.
Yeah.
You know, happy birthday to hip hop, 45 years old. How do they know that it's this day?
Well, shall we turn it over to the great godfather of this wonderful art form, DJ Kool Herc, because here's a little clip of him describing how and where hip hop began.
That's how I know you're tired. There was no segue Sarah voice in that.
There's a recreation room for the building. You rent the room. That's what we did. So this was a breath of fresh air for us, going somewhere we could hear some music. Turned out to be a success.
Yeah, I remember going to the Herc parties and just started in the community room, and it grew so big that we couldn't fit in the community room anymore.
Nope.
And music was just, it was slamming. I was trying to think about what would be, I guess, synonymous with a cool Herc party, and it would have to be James Brown.
Okay.
Clap your hands, stomp your feet. It wasn't a cool Herc party.
Without have a very party.
Exactly.
One night, I'm waiting for the record to play out. I said, I wonder if I put that to myself. I said, if they're waiting for this particular break and I have a couple more records that's got the same breakup in it, I wonder how would it be if I put them all together. And I told them, I said, I'm going to try something new tonight. I'm going to call it a merry-go-round.
Stomp the beat, Jack. Stomp the beat.
I started out with Steve the Dog. James Brown, clap your hands, stomp your feet. That part right there, when the break, boom, I had to come up with Bongo Rock. No vocals in it, and I will go into Baby Yui, you know, the Mexican. And it was like, whoa, I think we got some hit, you know, because people was like, oh, whoa, everybody was like, yeah, 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 I'm feeling this, oh, yeah, 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 you know.
Man, Kool Herc was the first person I ever heard that do anything like that, you know? Because I'm used to being in the house with my mother and we pull a James Brown record on and just let it play through. Kool Herc would play the break part back and forth, and that really astonished me. I was really impressed when I seen that, something like that, because I'd never seen anything like that before.
I saw Kool Herc, and I was 14 years old, and that very day when I saw his sound system and how loud it was and the records that he played would just change the way the party was going, and that's what I wanted to do.
What a lovely story. I mean, lots of people that I speak to who are around during the time of the birth of hip-hop in New York, they say, you know, there were block parties happening all over New York. It wasn't just the Bronx. But what we have for the 11th of August is the flyer for a DJ Kool Herc party that happened at 1520 Cedric and Cedar Avenue in the Bronx. And, that really was set the template, for this whole culture, this whole art form. And just a few years later, really, we already started seeing and hearing the evolution of hip-hop. And to me, that birthed one of the most important songs of the 20th century. And I would just say, like, the message, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, it dropped in 1982, and it just really marked a step change in hip-hop from it just being braggadocious, like, I'm the flyest guy in the club kind of raps, to actual social commentary, which was documenting the Black and Latino experience in the hoods of New York. And but the words just spoke universally, which is why now, today, 45 years later, hip-hop is the biggest selling genre in the world. And 45. It has been adapted into, like, you know, every country has their own interpretation of hip-hop. Yep. You know, whether that is Turkey or Somalia or Senegal or, you know, Peru kind of thing. There's a hip-hop scene all over the place. It's crazy. And for me, like, I would say the eloquence of the last verse by Melly Mel on the message, I don't think has been exceeded since. Like, it's, I just think it's beautiful, and it's probably one of the realest raps ever spat, and such an iconic piece of music as well. So I just thought it was only correct that we played you this track. It was ranked number one track of the year from 1982 by NME. It was also ranked 51 in Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time. It has the highest position of any 1980s release, and was the highest ranked hip hop song on the Rolling Stones list as well. And in 2012, it was named the greatest hip hop song of all time, which I don't think you can really dispute that, to be honest. Shouts out to Guilty Simpson when he was like, after all these years, the message is still one of the best written hip hop songs of all time. Mm. And to me, it's still profound, still sounds fresh and amazing. So let's play you some of that, and let's say happy birthday to hip hop right after this. We're going to be giving you some dope information on some jams happening this week as well, but let's put our hands together for hip hop.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A silk on print to seem to lost her senses. Down at the beach show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so ditty, she had to get a pitch, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying
to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, what's up? This is Big Boy, one half of the Mighty Outkast. You listen to the hip-hop show on FUBAR Radio. FUBAR.
My son, he said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
What's this 82?
A child is born with no state of mind. Ooh. Blind to the ways this of mankind. Mess. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too. Because only God knows what you go through. You'll grow in the ghetto living second rate. And your eyes will sing a song because they hate. Ooh. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. Ooh. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s. And you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers. Burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a make tag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell. Till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
I don't know why it sounds like that in my head. Whenever I hear it, it doesn't sound like that, but to me, in my head, I'm always like, it's like a joke. It's the times of every what the hell you going
it is. It was that Segway Sarah era of rapping, wasn't it? No, but seriously.
Segway Sarah would have killed it these days, right?
I would have.
He had the buzz.
No, but that verse, seriously. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. And then it's just nuts out in that verse, which he wrote in 1981, 1982, we can still apply that to what's going on in the streets in the UK, in the streets in Cambodia, in the streets in South Africa, in America right now, you know? So I just think it's amazing. And happy birthday, hip hop.
Yeah, boy. Happy birthday.
Classic Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Yeah, maybe that was a Freudian slip. We were just discussing their outfits back then as well and how they might have damaged their sperm count with some of those trousers.
Yeah. I don't know if they were using enough Vaseline them days in between the thighs with them tight ass
the talcum powder and things. But we're joined on the line right now by a lovely lady going by the name of Shernay, and you are behind a special event that's happening in town called Expansion. Shernay, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Thank you, my Stiggy.
What's going on? The chocolate bear herself. How are you, sis? Well,
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, we see, man. So I can't believe it. So this is 10 years already.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that. That's crazy, man.
I know.
All right, so we're, for people who don't know, we're here to talk about something very special. This is Shanae, a.k.a. Chocolate Bear from Chocolate Bear Productions. And she, you know, so 10 years ago, basically, she started doing this thing called The Cookout, which has become, well, yeah, break down what The Cookout was about originally and what why you started doing it.
Okay, so 10 years ago, I had to move out of my house and I had a lot of food in my fridge. Simple things. I invited friends round. They brought more food and we just had a cookout throughout the whole of August. And by year three, after working in events and stuff, I got to know a lot of DJs, including you guys, and they invited some people to play for 12 hours. So it was a cookout that lasted for 12 hours, second to last Sunday of August.
Wow, that's crazy, Ray. And you just kept it going for the last 10 years as well.
Pretty much, yeah.
All fun and games. But now you've like, it's evolved to a next level.
That is correct.
It's become a tool, basically. It's become that big and that sort of consistent that now, obviously, you've seen ways where you can make it work in really good ways. Can you break down what this is? So it's become now a charity event.
Yes. So for this year, I've changed the concept and I've called from, I've moved from the name TACO, which stands for the annual cookout, to expansion. So we're expanding music globally and widely and in inviting people openly. But the reason why I'm doing it as a charity event this year is because we lost one of our dear beloved DJ friends, DJ Devil.
Daredevil.
Yeah. And he was a regular. He's also played at my 30th birthday party a couple of years back. And it's been a big loss to the community, as well as myself, because, you know, I'm not going to get to see one of my favourite people play at the family event that I created. So this is my way of saying thank you and doing a tribute to him. And I recently also lost another person to leukemia, so I thought it was the only right thing to do to collaborate or get blood-wise involved and tell them that I'm doing this. And they were very grateful for me doing this.
Yeah, wicked.
So what exactly is happening this year then?
So this year, I have four live performances. Two artists from France. One was recently signed and goes by the name of Rick. And the other one is Pumpkin and Vince.
Pumpkin?
And then, yeah, Pumpkin's coming. Yeah, she's coming over from Paris to play. And then from London, UK, we've got Confucius MC, and we got Michael Parkinson.
Aye. I love how this is all, you know what I mean? So they, you know, like last week, I mean, look, the legacy of DJ Daredevil's definitely going to live on, because last week we were talking about him. We had a guest that came in from Boston. His name was Judge the Disciple, and he's done an LP. He was working on an LP with DJ Daredevil before he passed, and then managed to get it finished off with his brother.
Cool, one time.
Nice.
Yeah, and so it's crazy. And then also, who else? You mentioned someone else that we had. Oh, Parky was on last week
Parkinson,
as well.
Yeah,
Michael Parkinson. I love how this is all linked up, man.
2-week theme that's going on. No, but it's so nice for us because we've used a lot of, we've had Daredevil featured on our open mic a few times with showcasing his beats as well. And so it was just really nice to have Judge the Disciple here last week to tell the story behind them collaborating on their album. And then to hear also that you're doing this special charity event, because what all of the profits from this weekend's event, they go towards Bloodwise, is that right?
That is correct, yeah. That is correct. There'll also be merchandise from Bloodwise on site if anybody wants to contribute to that as well. So yeah, it's going to be one killer lineup as well as live performances as well.
And where's the event going to be held?
It's going to be at Rolling Stock on Kingston Road in Shoreditch.
Okay.
It's on for 13 hours this year. I managed to get an extra hour extension because we have a special guest DJ from Switzerland coming through under the name of CJ, Seb Bash.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And so he's worked with Alchemist and Big L in the past.
Wow.
So. And he's also featured in the documentary that you're also featured in, Sarah. Plug,
is he plug. plug. What documentary is that? Let's hear about that quickly.
So, 4 years ago, I did a documentary on Jay Dilla and his influence around Europe. Mm-hmm. It's called The View from the Other Side, Jay Dilla, A European Remembrance.
The View from the Other Side.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it won an official selection at the San Francisco Black Film Festival in 2014.
Keep him busy, Shanae.
I do a lot, as you know.
Yeah, if you follow her on her Insta and all that, she's everywhere doing all types of juggling.
Oh, that's why I'm out of touch with what you're up to, Shanae. Yeah, that's why I got to get you on the show to catch up.
Yeah, teach her how to use Instagram
as well. You do, indeed.
But no, Shanae, tell me, is it Shanae or Shanae?
Shanae.
Shanae. So Shanae, why didn't you correct me all these years?
Because your way is a bit interesting, so it's always good to get one dynamic.
Okay.
That stands out.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? When different people say your name, it's like, wow.
You allow them.
Stop calling me Nistrom. No, people say, but in France, they're like Nistigi.
Nistigi.
Yeah, like, I look like a Nist to you, putain.
Yeah, it's all about the accents and adding everything onto it.
And then what, the event this weekend, is it like an all hip hop thing?
I know there will be hip-hop, Afrobeat, French hip-hop. It will be a splice, basically. There'll be breaks and stuff. Mixture bag.
Sarah wants to know if there's going to be some Romanian trap. Because I've been bragging to
her. I wouldn't go that far. According to my DJ list, there isn't any of that on there.
Any of that?
Lucky Sarah.
What, did you get them to send you their playlist for what? It's like, you better send me.
No, I did my research. I vetted them out first.
Yeah, the Romanian trap is, it's like, it's different. It's hardcore. Yep.
It's more of a chilled, happy vibe, not so hard hitting, do my head in kind of thing, no.
Oh, is it? So, are we still talking Romanian trap?
No. This is what the event's
going to be. Okay.
So the DJs are going to be playing out, obviously, throughout the 13 hours as well as the performances.
So the DJs with their artists, the DJs will get half an hour first and then they'll do the rest with their artists, and then the rest who are just solo will get an hour.
Oh, that's dope, man. Yeah. How can people find out more about the event if they want to get a bit more info?
Mm.
Okay, so there is a link on Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. If you just search for Expansion, it's on there. Also, if you follow the Instagram, Expansion_Festival, you can follow us there.
Oof. Festival. Yeah. Wait, see, when you use the F word, that's it. I might have to bring the wellies out. Let me get the tent and the wellies out.
It's in a venue that has a garden. We're starting small.
Because we need to keep our trainers.
But I do have one of them tents.
I've
got one of them tents that you can just throw it in the air and it pops out.
Have
boof!
You?
Yeah.
See, those are the show-off people at Glastonbury.
Anyone needs it, but they're pretty shit. Just don't tell anybody.
Okay.
But
it looks good. That's what matters.
Yeah. As long as you're inside it, it won't blow away. That's.
But can you put it back? Can you put it back in the packaging though, Mike Diggy?
You know what? I haven't even took it out because of that. I'm worried that. You know what I mean? I'm one of the people that don't read the instructions. So I'm like, wait, let me. When I really need it, I'm going to use it. So let us know if you need a tent.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind. That you've never used it, so yeah.
We'll let Maestro test it. But thank you so much for giving us the info. We will be sharing it in the FUBAR gig guide this week as well. Definitely watch out there. We'll be giving up all the details for you. And thank you so much. Shanae.
And let me just say as well, I've got something to brag about here because I was at Europe's largest F word, which is Ziget Festival, yeah?
Is it?
Yeah.
How many people is that?
It's meant to be altogether 500,000 over something like 8 or 9 days.
Okay.
Wow. Listen, this is how I knew. This is where I was like, yo, this is the best festival I've been to. Like, Shanae, Sarah, they had rotisserie chicken.
Okay, well, that's not
rotisserie. You ain't seen no. You lot don't know about that. I've never seen a festival where they had. You know, like if you
backstage.
It wasn't backstage. That's what I'm saying. This is for the punters. This was straight up out front. You know, like as if you might be in Edgware Road or something. You know what I mean? The corner shop with rotisserie chicken. Yeah, they had stands there with rotisserie chicken. I was like, bruv, that's it. They had churros with filling. You know, like,
okay, I'll bear that in mind for the years to come.
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there. I'll be like, that would be your first point of call.
And then the other one was the stage at Splore Festival in New Zealand that I played at, where it was entirely solar powered.
Wow, that's crazy.
Entirely solar powered, like, and that
the whole
was
stage
banging.
Must have been covered with that.
Yeah, we were all wearing these outfits.
It just looked like a satellite.
So those are just tips for the future events, the future just... cookouts, Sinead. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm never going to mispronounce your name again.
She likes it the way you pronounce it.
It's all good.
And the churros with
love.
Filling. The churros got our filling. Because, you know, everywhere
just,
there's
you know
big churros.
Just email me.
I'll send you a list of what else.
This is what we want.
Wicked, man.
Well, have a wicked one at the weekend, Sinead. And we look forward to hearing all about it. And speaking of having Michael Parkinson performing this weekend at Expansion's event, which all the profits are going to charity, helping to raise money for Bloodwise. So let's play you something from that brand new Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing album. Thanks so much for talking to us today, Sinead.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Hip hop is the only thing that provides jobs for people that don't even love the shit. I mean, come on, man.
All I hear is laughter from out there. Baby, tell me, don't you care?
What happened to the MCs? What happened to stage presence over dope beats? How can we keep on forgetting about its history? It's if you never learn a lesson, cause we don't teach.
Yo,
nah, no, I won't preach. I bring it back to what it was, cause I won't leave. I keep it basic over drums with the 16s. And I'ma do it till I'm done, cause I'm just me. How come we never pay homage to the founders of the art and remain honest? We don't put in any graft, but expect dollars. We will never know the craft, cause we lack knowledge.
Don't you care?
So we don't bother, too busy acting like a lemming and we just follow. And now you wonder, trying to ponder why we ain't scholars. You'd rather be up in the block with them top shots. Now it's all bollocks. No one cares about your bars unless it makes profit. They only care about the charts and where you are on it. Cause no one ever takes a chance unless it makes money. I know it seems funny. They wanna smile up in your face and wanna act buddy. They wanna race but have the fate of a crash dummy. You set the pace and raise the stakes but remain gully.
Don't you care?
They don't care cause they don't know. I don't know who's to blame, is it my fault? It had to change but it's lame and it's so poor. Can't be tamed back then, it was so strong.
Don't you care?
Yeah, now it's so wrong. No soul, no message but the beat bumps. No flow, no effort but the beat's hard. No hope, these legends don't need
don't
bars.
Don't you care?
The rap full of weak hearts, full of fashion, lacking passion, wanna be hard. Now you packing cause you're rapping all these street bars. So you acting for the action, that ain't street
don't
smart.
Don't you care?
Are you a retard? I got kids, I don't wanna see the heat spark. I'm in my crib, in the sticks, near the tree bark. Left the bits, throw a split, put my feet
don't
up.
Don't you care?
Yo, shit is deep, bruh, it's all bollocks. No one will speak up, we're all followers and no one's a leader. So me and Thing made this track for your speaker.
Don't you care?
You know I do care. You know this shit ain't a hobby, I really do care. That's why this beat's getting bodied and I ain't new here. And we ain't looking to copy like all these dumb
don't
cracks.
Don't you care?
Cause they have no regard for real hip-hop. Cause they have no regard for real hip-hop.
Don't you care?
Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing, that track Don't You Care, taken from their album Finish What We Started. It's out now on vinyl, cassette, CD. You can stream it as well. That dropped on Village Live Records. They were guests on the show last week as well. So if you want to hear all that nitty gritty, all those good stories behind the making of the album, you need to listen back to the show.
Yes, for sure.
But right now, we're joined by our first guest in the studio. Welcome to the show, Lefty!
Yeah. First in-studio guest, I'd say. Sinead was kind of...
Sinead
was a bit tired as well, so you have to bear with us. Lefty, what are you saying, bruv?
Out here, as usual.
Yeah, man. How are you guys? Working, boy.
Yeah, we're working hard, man. Overtime, graveyard shifts.
It's good to see,
day
man.
Shifts, everything.
It's good to see, and I see it like there's a steady climb going on as well, man.
Yeah,
like, man. People talking about you here, there, you know? Whenever I hear someone mention, I'm like, right, that's good to see, you know? The right people talking is always a good thing.
Exactly, exactly.
So, what have you been working on?
I just released my EP, Bright Grey. That came out on the 9th. On the 10th, we had the EP launch party.
How did that go?
It went really well, you know? It's the first event I've ever put on, like, myself.
Oh, you did it yourself?
Yeah. With Chasing Fridays. These guys, shout out them, man. And, it went really well. I was really happy with the vibe and the feel, and everyone seemed in a good mood. And, you know what I mean? It was a good night.
Where was it again? It was in East, didn't it?
It was in near Old Street.
Yeah.
Nice little spot.
But it was like an early event, right?
No. It started at 7 to 11:30, usual.
I don't know why I saw 6 to 8 somewhere. And I was
that was the happy hour. You know what? Yeah, they said that on the poster. 6 to 8 happy hour. Everyone's like, what? It's only 2 hours. The show.
That's what I thought, because I was like, yeah, I ain't going to make that then.
Nah, the happy hour.
Fuck.
Yeah, I had your guest list as well, bro.
I said put me down. But when I saw 6 to 8, I was like, I don't think I'm going to make that, man.
Nah, don't blame me, bro.
2 hour thing. But okay, so that was just them trying to, yo, make sure you get here.
Basically.
By 6, spend money.
Yeah, basically.
But it's good to hear it went well. So EP, what is it about them? Because I like the title, by Bright Grey. Why did you call it that?
It's like the best worst mood you could be in, like the best bad mood you could be in. Kind of.
What does that mean? Break it down.
Just, you know, things are grey, things are a bit down, but it's not as bad as it was yesterday. A bit brighter than yesterday, but still grey. Shit's still grey out here, you know?
So the feeling of the EP is somewhat that then?
It's very like introspective. I started working on it after a breakup and stuff, so it's quite... You can tell, well, I can tell listening to it anyway, that I was ready to move on to some, like a new chapter in my life.
Mm.
So it's just kind of like a transition EP.
Nice.
And it's kind of therapeutic in a way then.
Very,
to get
very
out there.
Therapeutic, yeah.
What's the feedback been like in that sense? And have people said, like, right, this is, you know, you're talking about some stuff I didn't know about. No.
Yeah, I've heard some stuff. All good things.
Did your ex holler at you? Like, yo, how are you chatting about my business on the EP?
Low key, okay. She did. But, you know, that's the way it goes, isn't it?
But she's not thinking.
That's the
like,
game you play if you date an artist.
She's not thinking. But she's not coming at you like, oh, now everybody's going to look at me like blah, 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 blah.
Nah, she can't say nothing.
Because you didn't mention no names.
Nah, no names, no national insurance numbers. It's all.
No,
but everyone
all
who
off the
knows
books.
You no shoe knows sizes. That it's her. No shoe
know.
Size, no addresses.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I think that's the new
did you produce it all, or who did you get in production?
Actually, I think I did 2.5 tracks, or 1 track I co-produced with Zaflon.
Mm-hmm.
I did 2 tracks, and then Noel Kelly produced one, and another guy did as well. So Zaflon, I think, produced one, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I haven't quite fully produced the whole project. Even Perfect Storm, one of my mixtapes, I produced like 6 out of 8 tracks. But I'm building up to it.
Mm.
Is this the first like non-mixtape release of yours?
No, actually, the first thing I put out was an EP, Left Side Story, that was on like iTunes and all that. Then I did a bunch of mixtapes, and this is the second kind of non-mixtape thing. But obviously, I've got a lot of work with like Legionnaires, with OD Gang, and a lot of collaborative EPs coming out.
Mm.
But this is the second solo.
Who's in the OD Gang?
It's me, Double Cupcase, Tragic. Shout out the gang.
And then what's the difference between them and the Legionnaires? What you do with the Legionnaires or what?
It's just a whole different kettle of fish. It's just another genre, another vibe. Like, we all chill together. We're all cool.
Mm.
But musically, like, it's just different.
Mm.
Like, it's a bit more, I'd say, trap, a bit more current,
mm-hmm.
but still deep. Like, we still try and keep our feelings
some
in there, you know?
There,
yeah, exactly.
That's funny that you
mumble
say
but
saying that it's still deep, because a lot of, I guess, yeah, there's people making trap who people say they are talking deep, emotional, heart-wrenching stuff.
I mean, there's a big range out there, you know? So it's just depends what you've heard. What you're making your judgment on. But
so how do you decide what you're going to do? Say, like, for this EP, you felt like, all right, this is what I want to talk about. And then how do you decide what style you're going to drop on it?
I don't know. It's like, for me, I make music a lot, like a lot of the time, a lot more than I put out music. Mm. So it's more about my mood. And I have so many different kinds of tracks with different kind of moods. So many different lefties. I even got aliases. And yeah, it just depends how I'm feeling. Depends what happened last week. Depends on all of that. Mm. So it might be quite hard for my fans to keep up. Because, you know, one day it's, you know, a sad little slow song. I might even be singing. And then next it's like, you know, some trap bossy shit. So, you know.
Yeah.
But it's always like in the kind of hip hop spectrum of sound.
Yeah, of course.
Say.
I mean, I'm rapping and I rap well. So no one could tell me I'm not rapping well kind of thing, you know?
No, I just meant when you're saying that it could be any kind of sound, I'm wondering, are you digging into classical music, rock music, EDM?
I mean, I've actually got a Bon Jovi cover I did one time in the studio about
Living
5 a.m.
on a prayer!
No, it was like Dead or Alive because I'm a
Which
cowboy.
One's dead or alive? I'm not that. And I couldn't call that name.
Dead or Alive. That one. I just love that song. My dad used to play it all the time. Yes, Mice.
I don't actually know that song.
Yeah, I can fluster that to you.
Yeah, I don't know that song. I'm surprised. Because he's pretty famous. Sorry, the band is Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
They are pretty famous.
They are quite well known.
So I'm surprised that I don't know that song.
Yeah. It's a banger.
Maybe you're just not singing it.
When you hear it, you must know.
Maybe we have it in the system.
Probably.
It's a legit banger.
I'm sure we
Dead
do.
Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Morning. And it goes like this.
Morning.
Dead or Alive.
Come on.
You hear the harmonies there. Dead or Alive. Yeah.
We might have to start this rock group like
bro,
quicker than we were talking about.
This
bro.
One. Come on. Yes.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is the banger.
Okay,
yeah,
now we got to do karaoke.
Into it. Look.
I think I do. I must know this
See,
song.
White people music, you can't,
white people
you can't,
music.
You can't understand it the way white people listen to music. You're like, wow, what is it?
That's what I'm saying. I'm half white. You know? My dad used to play this song in a car when we used to drive to Italy.
Mm.
And he used to play all these songs and they'd just be stuck in my head.
That's where you get the harmonies.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you see.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Does he do some?
So you got to dig in deeper.
I must know this song.
Come on, I know this song.
On the guitar.
Legit, yeah, I mean, this has got
play
soul in it though. You can't deny. This is like,
no, I'm sure it's good. Like Bon Jovi's got some good. I would take Bon Jovi any day over Ed Sheeran. Like at least this has got some nuts to it.
This my ginger head. Elf looking friend,
but like, even saying like white people music, like, you know, all of that growl.
I ain't gonna sit here and let you do that, you know what I mean? And Marvin Gaye's
Idol. Is it a diss to fast forward through it to the part that I recognize?
Slightly.
Okay. You don't know this, you still don't know the tune yet.
I'm a cowboy.
Later.
I'm a cowboy.
You don't recognize
me. Steal I can kind of guess how it is.
Look.
Sing it for us, Lefty!
Hey,
come on.
Hey,
don't
let me. Yo, don't let me.
Mice is fussing and everything. Come on, in time.
I'm bringing Bon Jovi back, basically. The purpose of this interview is I'm bringing Bon Jovi back.
Do you know the tune now?
Not really.
Like, turn the thing off, man.
No, but I want to hear when it drops.
That was it.
That was the drop,
was
man.
It?
Yeah.
You know when you play some of your tune?
I'm like, yo, you're sleeping at this point. You're sleeping, man. Allow it.
Sorry.
You know what it is? You need to hear my version. That's what it is. Then you'll feel more of a connection to it.
I can feel the aura.
You gotta do some research on that.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just stuck on Living on a Prayer. No, that's a big tune. No, but you see something like Living on a Prayer. Like,
yeah,
that's a good pop song. That is a good pop song.
So it's
Dun number.
Yeah, no, that did sound like a good song.
Yes,
mate. No, but I can feel the heart in that.
Just take out the bass. My voice, I did on point. If there's too much bass, I'd be like, right,
that's what I'm growing my hair for, bro. The Bon Jovi cover album from.
Yeah, you're gonna go full on mullet.
Yup.
Good. We need more mullets in hip hop.
Yup.
In trap, there must be mullets in trap.
There's all types of shit in trap. Trap, don't even. There's not even point
that
in looking.
That Romanian trap you're talking about, I know they got mullets.
Yeah, they got all kinds of shit, boy. I was like,
mullets
right,
to the dreads
in the
back.
Dude, yeah, they got the mullets. They got the mat.
Got one dread.
No,
yeah,
the
shit
one dread
locks.
Mat. Yeah,
that's
see,
shit
I call
locks.
It a mat. He called it a one dread. You just look at it and go, right, I ain't touching that shit.
It's like a platypus beak.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know them ones.
Their comb teeth broken off in there.
Yeah. All kind of packed lunch in there just for later on. Man's got his pre-rolled zoots.
Yeah, your sleeping bag, your cushion.
Jesus. Anyway.
But we do digress on this show a bit.
Slightly.
So what will there be much of that kind of sound on
I made it like 18 months ago, this cover, and it bangs, like it actually bangs. Yeah, and I like remade the beat so it's kind of hip hop-y, but it hasn't got drums, but it's a bit more urban, if you like. But I love it. I listen to it all the time, but I'm so scared to put it out. But I don't know what to say with you guys, because hip hop isn't trap and trap isn't hip hop, or so urban. I just say, innit.
You know, I was at this festival yesterday, and I was kind of blown away because majority, it wasn't like it was a hip hop stage. It was called the Europe stage, but majority of what was being played was of the hip hop realm. You know what I mean?
The spectrum.
The spectrum. But it was like Turkish trap. There was,
Romanian
trap. it was like that. There was some Russian necks juggling. I don't even know what
Russians
to call
go
it.
In still.
Yeah, it was like, jugga, jugga, jugga. There's bits. It looked like they were rapping. It sounded kind of like they were rapping, but the music was going, jugga, 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 jugga.
Metal edge.
Yeah, and there's like a billion Russians all going crazy to this shit. Everyone else like, yo, what the?
Yeah, what's happening?
What's the hip hop back?
How
you
do
know
I
what
not
mean?
Know about
but
this?
They were rapping and they're that big. And then who else? There was like some other act as well. I can't remember what country. But, you know, Sweden or somewhere like that. But it was all very, like, of the new age kind of style. And, you know, all going crazy. And what was mad about it was that at the end of the night, you know who headlined in some next stage?
Who?
Designer.
I would swear. Yeah. And he might have sounded exactly the same.
And it sounded the same. But the weird thing is as well, is that all them guys were all rapping their lyrics. They weren't rapping over the lyrics, you know, like the lyrics in the beat.
Oh, yeah, it was
like. Yeah, his thing was like that. And it's more like, you can't say he's not performing. He's performing because, you know, people are going crazy and that, but he's not really rapping the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just weird to watch that, you know what I mean?
Like, I hear that.
It's kind of weird, you know? So I'm like, he's killing it, but he's not rapping as much as you expect a rapper to, you know? You're not expecting him to rap over their lyrics, let alone just leave out for like a good 60 bars.
He goes wild though, isn't it?
The main thing, he goes mad. The main thing was like, one, two, three, four. You kept hearing that all the time, like the DJs.
It's for the jocks,
Yeah.
It's all about the jocks, isn't it?
Kind of weird, man.
It's the same with the DJs who aren't really DJing.
Yeah,
they got that pointing on lock.
Yeah,
though,
hype. You can hype it up.
Yeah.
But I mean, Lefty, you definitely, in terms of like you did the launch party. I'm sure you'd make sure that there's a performance going on. You're not just there kind of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had a medley, Nikari, LGN, OD Gang, and then I had a solo set as well, and I actually featured on three of the other sets as well. So the Legionnaire set was hip hop. The OD Gang stuff was trap and mad energy, and we were playing the tracks, rapping over them, and just hyping up the crowd.
But it seems like that's the culture of the trap world.
It just depends, because there's some people that don't come out to hear bars; they just come out to get hype.
Yeah,
so you just hype them up,
and
then there's some people that come to it, they don't like when everyone's just hyped. So I can't hear what you're saying. So that's what I tried to incorporate into the launch. Like my set was instrumentals, and I was rapping, but. You know, as long as people are having a good time, that's all that happens.
That's what it feels like,
yeah,
man.
And if you want to hear the bars, it's all there on Spotify, iTunes. You know, where's Lefty on Instagram? Find whatever you want.
It feels like that's what the culture is. You know, the more I see it, I'm like, but they're enjoying it. It's not like people aren't going, oh, why doesn't he rap more? It's only the artist kind of, or people that are used to seeing, you know.
Yeah, they might feel a bit robbed.
Feel a bit robbed.
Actual performance skills.
Yeah,
then you're like, I'm going to the performance. Oh. I might as well have stayed at home and watched it on
YouTube.
That's the part for me that was kind of, I was like, he is performing, but he's not rapping his lyrics. Do you get what I mean?
He's standing on a stage.
It's like, no, but he's running.
That's what I mean.
You know?
He's on a stage, but he's not doing all of this singing or rapping.
He's doing more with like running around and jumping and doing all this mad kind of.
And that's also why people loved Little Richard and James Brown
because they were performing.
They were hyping you, and he had the ill ass dance moves.
Yeah, and I think there's something like that. You know, it's something like that. Obviously,
you just feel like you're partying with the artist rather than listening to them rap.
It's a lot on a lot like skill. You know, he's not, because them lot were singing and doing that. They were playing and doing that.
Yeah,
he's just. And he's got like three or four hype men as well. So it's kind of weird, but you know.
Because it's funny even, because when I think of some of my favorite live acts kind of thing, like imagine Michael Jackson, everything that you're saying, these are all contained within some of the best performers that have ever existed, but they also actually
played or sung.
Incredibly talented at their instrument or their musicianship or something. So it's kind of like, I guess within this culture that you're mentioning, it's minus all of those parts, but they're on the stage jumping and stuff.
Yeah, they, I mean, it's a rapper, so obviously he's not a musician in that sense, but yeah, to me that's what it felt like, because I was like, right, these lot are still loving it. They're still, it's not like people are going, yo, why is it just the music that's playing the raps and not him? Why is everyone screaming 1, 2, 3, 4 all the time, you know? So I was like, shit, it's weird to me, but you know, this is
definitely, because I think if you've only eaten McDonald's, you're never gonna, how could you possibly conceive what a meal cooked with love tastes like?
But sometimes you just want a little
like,
cheeseburger.
Yes! Yeah.
Sometimes I just want
and then you're like, fuck, this shit killed me. Now I've got diabetes.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be that bad, but yeah, I'm sure once people grow up a bit, then they realize, like, look at Soulja Boy. Now he's all, no, I'm joking. Anyway.
Look at Bobby Shmurda. Now he's,
oh, wait.
But Lefty's never going to be there. He's going to be right here on the hip hop show. He ain't going to no madhouse or no jail like some of these mother lovers, boy. You know what I mean? The thing about it is that when people get influenced too much, you know, and their ego gets pushed, I think that's what happens. Like with the Shmurdas and, you know, and people getting into that kind of trouble, it's like the people around them are not putting them on the right path, like, yo, this.
Yeah, some, but they got caught up in their own hype as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. But that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And that's
yeah.
also what I rate so much about, like, you know, we played the message earlier kind of thing, but where you're doing something which was totally, like, considered, oh, this is so cool, I want to be like them, like, they're the illest guys that I've ever seen, but at the same time, they were spitting knowledge to you in a way that was, like, down with the kids, man.
Mm.
And so I think it's just music is so powerful and it's so beautiful. And when you think of all the things music has accomplished since mankind has been on Earth, you know, it's just such a shame just to bring it down to a level of just like, let's get off our face kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a shame because we can get off our face and go crazy at the same time as like, whoa, I left there. I've grown as a person. I've, like, got some next knowledge. I've, like, now I'm inspired. I'm now going to go back home and take something else to my neighbour kind of thing. So I think there's so much more potential, I think, that we can also get out of it. But you were saying that Bon Jovi is a big part of your agenda then, moving forward, Lefty.
Yeah, style icon, kind of musical icon, everything. John Bon Jovi.
Very cool. Because look, there's this little, I'm just curious what this is. I saw this is on here. We'll give it a shot.
Oh, now we're talking.
I was about to jump up and do it. Like you turned it off, saying I was about to get into it. Boy. I found the beat.
Get the instrumental going, man.
Yeah, man. But hey, let's get into signing off of this EP, though, man. What the hell? What are we playing all this shit for? We play some fire.
It's lovely to have you here on the show.
Thank
though,
you
Lefty.
For having me.
So,
again.
What's where can people catch you next?
We got a couple things coming up. There's a show in, I can't remember, it's somewhere far, man. Like Hartlepool or something like that.
Right.
One of them ones. But yeah, that's coming up. I might see you there, might not. And yeah, a couple things like OD Gang mixtape coming, LGN mixtape coming. Shox has got a video dropping on the 14th on Legionnaire TV on YouTube. We've just started our kind of LGN sports little segment on our channel as well, where we're like interviewing fans and editing it up funny and stuff like that. So
wicked.
So yeah, we're trying new things. We're just trying to hit them with more content, be about more.
That's what it's
because, like you said, things are kind of slowly going up. So just go harder and harder and
grab the reins,
push it.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good to see, man. You know, it's I think it's International or National Left Handers Day.
Yeah,
I don't know. If that
it?
Means
I know. Today,
big up my left handers.
The devil hands.
Yeah, so I know, man. Sinister.
The
special
hand.
Day, man. That's why we had to. What do you mean the devil's hand? What's
no,
wrong
but
with
that's what
girl,
people
man?
Used to say back in the day. Yeah. It was the devil's hand, and like there's people I know who they were left-handed and they were forced by their parents.
Yeah, my mom used to make me do lines.
It was the devil's hand.
Yeah, my mom used to make me do lines with my right hand to try and make me right-handed.
Yeah,
but didn't work. Yeah,
it would be cool if he was ambidextrous though. You'd be like, yeah, let me just sign
just
that.
Just writing two things, two bars at once.
Oh, you know, hey, which thing is that? Like, let me just sign both of them.
Here, one headphone each ear, just writing two tracks.
Have you seen them people though? Those people who do that kind of business, it's ill. But the EP Bright Great is out now, right?
It's out now. Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, your dad's phone. Everywhere.
Very cool. And I'm so happy with all this hard work that you've been doing. And thank you so much for coming to visit us. And we want to play for you now the title track from the EP.
You getting involved at Open Mic later?
Of course.
Yeah. Wunderbar.
Be rude not to, you know. Brought a couple of my guys through as well.
Yeah, man. Yes. Looking forward to this one.
Yes. Lovely.
So I keep my soundtrack cinematic. Black magic, I'm a sorcerer, you didn't know. Where's my next stop? Let me spin the globe. Shit, I'm falling, never stolen, I've been in a hole. It's so boring, days are crawling, I don't even know. What's the point? Roll a joint, I might spin a coin. What a shame, felt the same since a little boy. They try and slow me down, but I ain't in the rush. They try and take the crown, but I have no luck. I woke up in the room, you feel the energy. This life is high stakes, full of jeopardy. Always sleep before I lie on the clock. You never know if time ever stops.
Us on FUBAR Radio right now.
There's things that I've done before that I didn't release, like a piece of content that I did with Miley Cyrus that was heavy, and we decided not to put it out.
What do you do with that kind of stuff? Do you hold it in a bank, like, I might put this out one day, or is it like, never again, put it away, we won't see this again?
For the Miley Cyrus one, we got rid of it. It was just too heavy.
Yeah. You just know, though, don't you? Because I think you just watch it and you think, this is...
This one in particular, the one that, the Black Eyed Peas one, I know in my heart that it has to come out.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose, from 4 p.m., FUBAR Radio.
sink into the ink into which the pen dips. Experience out of body trips, Hendrix. I bend scripts, space time and then twist. My state of mind integrate a rhyme, invent this. New utopia, Ethiopian architecture. Construct cities in steps of less than half a hectare. Emperor with a staff and scepter. Decorate the landscape with more heart than art collectors.
Yo, the proof was all reclusive, lucid pinpoints like Cupid. Runaway precision, dream state, escapism, wisdom. Subconscious responses doesn't work. Left leg and thigh shoots up high and then jerks. Blame basketball, chocolate cheese. And all three, eyes wide shut, counting sheep, seas and all those zombie antics. Frantic like a fella melody, propelling me. Whilst my outer body's yelling and telling me.
Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fantasy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes, starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state, wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fantasy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes, starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state. In dream merchant shares I've acquired stock. I'm treating sleep as a tonic for this writer's block. Nodding off the melodic sonics inspires plots. I desire entire nights of cosmic sloth. Time my journeys cross the cosmos with atomic clocks. Draw lines between the stars and connect the dots. Daybreak, melt, streams, morning frost. 8 hours lost, forgot the lot. Another 24 stuck on this rock.
Soaring while snoring when their sleep is in Seattle. Replace the microphone where I once classed the rattlesnake. Shake, wait, shudder, curved up like a fetus. I see you next lifetime. No hard feelings when you meet us. No, there's none. The one sun, my check rate in rotation. Versus universally bursting, still on location. Deja, my razor sharp view vision. Reenactment time, caught between a heart. Place moon rock type entrapment.
Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fantasy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes, starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state. Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fantasy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes, starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state.
Stopped rubbing my eyes because my hands were outnumbered. Last year I had a nightmare that the Thundercats responded. I wondered, was it a real feeling of a feline? In the meantime, with freestyles and a beeline, just all revealed mine.
My collage of memory, shots of imagination. Dreams invite verse and vice versa equation. Nightly formation of bars and inspiration. Setting my thoughts free, immaculate emancipation.
It's kind of funny how insomnia reverse would make it worse and it sucks. Break plus lyrical, my guy third person agree. We always tell our story walking with lyricism, syllabilism and of course precision.
Decision, I'm taking flight. Spreading my wings, Pegasus, bring out for wave gel, break then escape, parenthesis. The greatest show not on earth, my dream's genesis. Don't wanna hear the bell, the alarm clock's my nemesis. Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fallacy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes, starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state, wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fallacy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes, starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state.
So, man, I know that voice.
Dream State is the name of the track featuring Third Person. It's produced by Break Plus, and there's a really nice video for that as well. It's taken from her new album, Unequivocal. And that's out on Tokyo Dawn Records. So check it out. And we shall be joined by Lyric L in the coming weeks on the show with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the crusty voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake for all you mother lovers. Only if you left it out for 2 days of 37 degree heat.
At Glastonbury.
But we're here, and we're live on the Hip Hop Show. And guess what? We got a guest coming up. I was like, yeah, has he been here before? I was like, nah, he hasn't. Like, you should have been here already. Man, yeah. Like Parallax, what's going
up,
on, bro?
What's up, long overdue.
Yes, man.
Glad to be here. Thank you for bringing me down. What's good?
First time I met this guy was in random gig in Singapore. You played there. What was it called? The kind of
people attack event.
It's all like everybody, all the olders go there. Like, hey, man, all the expats from all over the world, they go to this event. Kind of daytime thing. Do you remember? I mean, I can't remember what it was called, but
it was real random.
Yeah.
I was just randomly out there because my brother lives out there. So yeah. I remember he was like, my show's playing tonight.
Yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck? So we just rolled down and that was it, really. Yeah. I was like, yo, I know you from...
That's crazy, yeah, man. Yeah, random, yeah, yeah.
Random. Have we met before?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So maybe you're like the UK's Tony Touch lookalike.
Tony Touch.
I don't know. It's kind of a mix between...
You're wearing a cap, yeah, so that's enough.
There you go. I'll take it.
But
man,
for people who haven't met you before, like, what's your name? Where'd you come from?
My name is originally Miles, but it's Parallax. And I originally come from Winchester, Hampshire, but I moved out of there when I was pretty young. So moved straight to Bethnal Green, East London. And since there, I've just been... basically in East London, kind of building things, really. So
straight into the
Hampshire boy
green,
and straight to the city, so a bit of both, really.
Sick, man.
That's it. Yeah.
And you've been
but
working hard.
Wise.
This guy's been working hard
as
well,
man. Yeah, hip-hop-wise, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the rundown like?
Hip-hop-wise, so where do you want to start? I mean, yeah, I started kind of coming up through the open mic scene. So, like, it was, like, Lyricist Lounge and...
Wow.
That was when it was more like back in Brick Lane. Do you remember that? Like,
was it Lyrical Lounge?
It was Lyricist Lounge back then. So that was probably like 10. That was over 10 years ago.
Yeah, and there was a bit of a clash between Lyrical Lounge and Lyricist Lounge. Remember that?
Because they basically just bit the name.
Yeah, it sounded similar.
Yeah, there was some. Yeah, because wasn't it Lyricist Lounge was
the
big American thing, wasn't it? Yeah. So I kind of came up through that. I was always kind of producing and rapping. And like, I did shows when I was like 17 and stuff. But then. Kind of took the rapping took like a little bit of after I started doing a bit more of the open mics, I kind of chilled out a bit and moved into the production. So I came a bit more in the studio and was involved in different projects outside of hip hop as well to like build up the engineering and production side. And then sort of like came back like pretty hard like a few years later and then started like crafting my own sound, really. So I kind of came out on a little bit of a weird solo thing where people knew about me, but I wasn't really in a crew or a label, but I was making these moves. And I think I kind of purposefully did that because I wanted to come out with like a specific product that like was of a level that I wanted to make, you know what I mean? So there was no features or anything on that project. So I kind of, like crept up through the open mic scene and then... sort of got a bit of a name through the freestyles and then doing things like that, and that kind of led to kind of building a project, really. And then from there made a few moves, collabs, and then we're kind of here today. So that's like a quick rundown.
And
like,
when you say building a project, you mean something past
a debut project. So I just built like a small EP and threw a few freestyles out, but the EP is really what like kind of like established me. And still to this day, those videos are building, and like people still like posted it the other day on Insta and stuff. Yeah, so like, definitely one of my main singles is still like got me on the map. Like people know about that tune. It's a tune called Hip Hop Philosophy, and that was getting co-signed by like big names and stuff. Like it was getting like retweeted by, you know, Atmosphere. Like so, Raekwon retweeted something. I was just firing it everywhere. I was like on a digital, just going mad, like just kind of came out and was just blasting it everywhere. And then it was just getting picked up by people, and it was just me pushing it myself, really. But like, I think the co-signs help.
I'm seeing your name on an international level, like you'd be getting played on, you know, was it
Shade 45?
Yeah, Shade 45.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Places like that where I'm like, right, a Parallax is making moves, you know what I mean? How do you think that came about? Was that more to do with how you were handling the social media side of it?
I think I think like the quality is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The quality is there. I've always like invested time and like, I'm a perfectionist, but then also, you know, I work hard to invest in the videos and stuff as well. So everything has an aesthetic that looks professional, you know what I mean? So the quality was there in the first place. And then, I think that was a random one. I think the producer from Shade 45 came across my last single and was like, this is dope. And then I think she just reached out to me. And then, like,
wicked.
I just thought nothing of it. She was just like, yo, da 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 da. No, she followed me, actually. And I was like, oh, I saw you do something for Shade 45. So I was like, cool, just started chatting. And then like a week or two later, she's like, your unsigned pick of the week. And I was like, bang. You know what I mean? I didn't actually kind of think that with that single, because it was quite an underground, like, I would have thought that more with this latest thing, you know what I mean? But that, yeah, obviously, it was mad seeing that. And then, like, there was, like, DJ Chubby Chub, like, yo, Parallax, like, shouting me out. I was like, yeah, I'm glad they did the little video and stuff. So, little that's things like nice. That, they kind of, it makes people take you more seriously, yeah, do you know what I mean? Sure. So,
yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And but you're still based in East London then?
Mm, yeah, in Haggerston now, yeah. Mm.
New upmarket Haggerston.
Haggerston.
Because Haggerston, yeah, the word yeah. always sounded sort of like Haggerston. Yeah. But now it's like Haggerston.
From Haggerston.
I was actually in Homerton before, which doesn't even sound that much better, but the it was definitely not nice.
Yeah, I said not Haggerston.
You don't want to go to Kingsmead Estate. Yeah, you know that, like, yeah. Yeah, so.
Still just, parts of real Hackney clinging in there.
Yeah, yeah, no, that definitely feels untouched, man. Like, there's no, it feels real, like, you know, authentic around that area. But I just moved to a nice little flat, you know what I mean? Got a new studio set up there, so
hip-hop's paying the bills, baby.
So talk about this collab, this collab that you know, we're going to talk about here. You got a track called Round and Round,
mm-hmm.
crazy video.
Mm. Crazy video.
And man. The track features Raka Arasides of Dilated Peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people know who the fuck that is. Straight out of LA. How the fuck did that come about? How did you...
yeah, like, that was, again, that was kind of like... that was like a email thing over the years. Like, I... you know what? How mad is this? The first ever freestyle I put out in a kitchen, right? The bars were hard, man. Like, you know what I mean? I definitely gave it, like, a lot... like, because I feel like I came out a bit late. Mm. So I was just like, there was, like, a bit of emotion in the bars. And I was sending that about to people, and then he actually was one person that got back to me. He was like, "Yo, like, you got like style and substance, which is rare." And mm-hmm. I was like, "Nah, man," because Dilated Peoples were like my idols. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying like, you know, you got Nas and you got the top tier people, but like Dilated were like probably one of my biggest inspirations. That's why it's such a trip to do this video. Like, jeez. These people were like my biggest inspiration doing the last project, you know what I mean? Aww. And coming up, so like, it's proper bucket list shit. That's and like rare. So that just that was just, we like exchanged emails, and then years later I was like, you know what I mean, it might be possible, like a collab. And then I think we exchanged a few emails over the years, and then my boy Nick, you know Nick, right?
Lately, Nick Russell, he was like,
"Yo, they're touring in England. Why don't when you hit Dilated Up, see if you can like work with him while they're here?" And then
this was a while ago.
This was a while ago when I originally worked. This 2015 when we originally did Link.
Because it's a while since they've been here as Dilated.
So and then we kind of like, I didn't hear anything back, and then nearer the time, he hollered back, and then we kind of chopped it up, and then I just basically organized everything. So I picked him up off tour, and then like we kind of pre-wrote everything before, and we did Skype night calls, and I lined up the beat in the studio and everything, and then we just knocked it out while he had the little window before the show. And then after that, they did the show.
This and track, the Round and Round track, so that was in 2015.
We originally recorded that in 2015. Mm-hmm. That shows you how long it takes to perfect, because I've been through like a lot getting that video done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean? I've had to, you know, put a lot of different effort, work with different people, a lot of headaches, a lot of my own money that I invested in that. I worked well hard to fund that. Like, you can imagine taking cameramen to LA, doing all of this stuff, filming in three different locations. It was mad. But
yeah, because I remember you were posting about that back then as well.
But why was that so important to you, like the video, you know, putting all that time and money and effort into the video?
Not just that, but because when I did the track, right, I got the beat off my boy Rode the Cast from Birmingham, who's sick, and it just was like, I had limited time to do the track. I was like, you got like less than 2 weeks to do the perfect track of your idols. What you can talk about, what beat you're gonna use, like. And luckily he kind of came through with something, and I was like, damn, that is like properly like that. I can hear Rucker on that, man. Like, that sounds like some Dilated kind of like. And then it had the round and round in the hook, you know what I mean? And that
Where is like, that part of Round and Round from? Because that was bugging me, man. Remember, yeah, where was we listening to?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, what is that Round and Round?
I don't know, sample snitch.
Like, oh, okay, yeah.
But, yeah.
After,
no, isn't it from back? Sorry.
Anyway,
just
so
blink twice if I say the right song.
Nah, but, okay. Yeah, anyway, so that gave me the concept. That
don't ever do any crime with Sarah. You'll go to jail straight away. But you're a blink twice.
That's it, man.
Go on, carry on, sorry. But.
That gave me the concept for the hook. I was like, for the tune, sorry. I was heard the hook and I was like, yeah, sick. That could be like us linking up. And then I presented it to Rucker and he was like, this is dope, man. Like, I like the concept. So we wrote a verse before we linked. And then I didn't even know if it was actually going to happen. And then we Skyped the day before and that was like, well, weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the first point of contact with someone that's like, obviously at the apex of like where I want to be. Yeah. And he's just like super humble, which was like, well, nice. You know what I mean? And then, yeah, that kind of created the concept, and that's basically why the tune's like round and round. I was like round and round the world, you know what I mean? And like life going round and round, you know what I mean? London to LA. And when we were in the studio, I actually had in the end of the verse, like from London to life in LA, it keeps feeling like round and round. And he ended his verse like the same as well. He changed his to be like to London from life in LA. So I was like, we got a little theme here, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then, and I was like, man, like, imagine if you got the video in London and LA, like, how hard would that be? You know what I mean? And I was like, well, it can't be anything less than that. I can't, like, just rap outside some garages with like Rocket, you know what I mean? Or whatever. It was like, it's got to be all or nothing. So it took fucking, it took 2 years to get there. So many headaches, a lot of my hard-earned cash in it. But in the end, man, like, I think it does justice, you know what I'm saying? And they've been repping it hard, so that's mad. That's mad. These guys are like, you know what I mean, people that they are like, if you're gonna go who is like your biggest influence, they would be like in there as like top three at least.
Dilated.
Yeah, that's crazy, so man. It's proper
It must feel good, man.
Yeah.
And to get the kind of feedback that he's getting as well, man.
Yeah, it's pretty much all thumbs up. Like, it's banging. Like, I mean, look, I've got faith in the product. The product is banging. Like, I've taken 2 years to create this thing. There's a lot of effort that's gone into the visual, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of thought that's gone into it, you know. I didn't try and stunt or do anything crazy with it. I just told the truth. Like, you know, we shot the performance stuff, but then towards the end, to wrap it up, I was like, I need to shoot a B-roll. We were talking back and forth, me and Rucker, like, yo, we need to, like, get, like, put some more bits in it. So I was like, you know, he was saying maybe do, like, a 9-to-5 contrast with, like, the move. And then I was like, I just fought over it for, like, a month. And I was like, why don't I wrote down, like, everything I did from start to finish to do the move, like, first contact to, like, this and that. And then and I just thought, I broke it down, like wrote up a storyboard, and then that's where all the B-roll was. It was like documenting the reality of what's happened. That's why it starts with me like Skyping in the lounge and ends with me like coming home, linking my boys and watching some of the like raw footage back.
That's
a full 360 and everything. Cool. I'm packing the bags in between getting the tube and like there's a flight and this and that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like ordering the flights. Like the idea was I wanted to create something that is going to like emotionally connect with young aspiring MCs, do you know what I'm saying? So they can learn how to do it, because I've just shown you how it's done in that video, you know what I'm saying?
Smart, and then on the flip side, I mean, there's people who are making videos like on their iPhone, they're making albums solely on the iPhone and everything, and and then going viral like that. Yeah. So I mean, do you still feel like it's been worth it, like all this money and production that you put into the video?
On Bluetooth mic.
No, like, I mean, like, look, like sometimes you can get more views by spitting a 16 bar on your iPhone. I think those things work really well on Facebook, man. Like if you just spit, I've like had 60,000 views off something I just wrapped on an iPhone before, which is like more than the music videos get on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Because people like that instant, that's for that platform, you know. So I can see like where that works, but with this it was like the UK is watching, dilated peoples, I need to make them like proud which I think I have, because they've been repping it hard. And what comes off the back of that after this? Do you know what I'm saying?
Is there a project off the back of this or what?
Well, I've got an album done. That's the lead single from the album. So I just drip-feeded a few videos. I'm looking to do like 5 videos. So like I've dropped 2. I've got 13 to like 15 track album plus extra stuff and other EPs with other UK legends and stuff. So I've actually been quiet for like 2 to 3 years. It's taken nearly 3 years to make this album, which is a bit longer than like I wanted, you know what I mean? But you can maybe see that like these videos take, that video took a lot of the time up and...
Dedication's so, what you need.
There you go, man. Yeah.
No, but it sounds and it looks great, this single. Nice one, yeah, and it's nice, you know, because I think sometimes artists sort of flood the atmosphere a little bit too much, you know. So it's nice to just be focusing all the attention, parallax attention to this one single for now featuring Rucker, which I want to play for the people. Are you hanging around for the open mic?
Yeah, I think I will drop a little verse. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It's going to be another live session by the sounds of it.
These things are because I don't even want to say slowly. Should I say slowly? Slowly. What now, they're becoming legendary. These open mics are starting to become legendary. Like, people hitting me up, yo, bruv, that last open mic, da, da, da. I'm like, bro, I ain't heard from you in 15 years. How dare you call me bruv?
No, since the last time you asked me for guest list. Yeah, no, but thank you so much for coming through. And, nice, you know, we've been supporting the music, so it's an absolute pleasure to have you join us for the open mic as well. Nice and one. Let's hit the people one more time. Thank you, Parallax.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for coming through, bruv, man. Nice. Good
and
to see you.
The cut round and round. Open mic is on the way.
Yeah, Parallax. Thunder. Yeah, yeah, you came. Rocker. A circle has no beginning and no end. Dilate it. Let it spin.
International on this one.
Yeah, get it.
Yo. Yeah. See, I disperse talent, and I'll be certain to assert panic, turn anger back into a verse that could turn classic. I'm determined I'll turn masses, but we're spinning out and surfing the curve of the earth's axis. Disturbed by the works of the worst habits, emerging around drugs and the money to keep distracted. It's backwards. Many blinded by the scandal in the massive propaganda, where it's cancer they be flashing. It's deep, but we keep on feeding it for reasons that we can make a change, like the theme of the seasons. Disbelieving is really seeming deceiving, a scheming of evil coming from whispers, demons are breathing, gotta stop. Yeah, my pride has got me trying to make it, grinding from the bottom, now I ride the beat with dilated. Me and Rucker will inspire greatness, but from London to life in LA, it keeps feeling like
around the world,
around the world.
Will you ever know?
It keeps feeling like
around the world, around the world, around the world.
Power to the people, lead the people back to power. Still, black steel and chaotic's the hour. Public enemy energy, the cash it just passes, but seldom circulates, so the community crashes. Back to earth is the planet of jail, the planet of cell. Some believe the planet is hell. Intelligent, bright, vibrant wars in heaven ignite. Conflict carefully designed, so our brethren will fight. I don't speak in circles, but the circle of life's a profound cipher. Call me the Dawn Paragon 360. The darkness, the circle of light is. The bell rings, square circle, that's where the fight is. The labels own the prisons own the labels. The bankers run the cattle, make the feed and own the stables. Parallax, we inspire greatness. But to London, from life in LA, it keeps feeling like.
Around the world, around the world, around the world. Go. Will you ever know?
It keeps feeling like.
Around the world, around the world, around the world. Wow.
Will
you ever know?
It keeps feeling like.
We suffer doubt, stuck on the assumption that we're dumbing out. Down ducking, loving, but what goes around comes around. Another day, another hustle for the buck and pound. Cause we stay hungry when the rumble in our stomach growls. Soul driven until our domes twisted like the spokes clinging a rope within your chrome spinners. In a zone where there's winners and others show slipping. On the grind but they're really just getting no friction. We get chased by this bird of prey that keeps lurking bait every time the bills circulate. Digging an early grave, we never divert our faith. And if the pearly gates ain't for certain, we can burn in flames. Yo, Rucker, you know my vision, trust me.
Yeah, I was thinking it's a trip as we're from different countries.
We'll
linking up to inspire greatness. Cause from London to life in LA, it keeps feeling like around the world, around the world, around the world. It keeps feeling like around the world, around the world, around the world. It keeps feeling like worldwide, you understand? Passport stamped up and decorated. Not playing no games, man. Oh, are we laughing? We having a great time. That's why we laughing. Word up. Trading dollars for pounds.
There you go.
That's a real collab right there, boy. You cannot deny. You know what I mean? Even if it was over the internet, it's still a real collaboration, because you know what they did? They actually spoke about it beforehand. Sometimes it's like, send the beat, yeah, got the beat, 3 years later, yo, here's the verse that I just dusted it off. You know what I mean? And yeah, is that a collab? At least have a little Skype convo, bro. You know what I mean? Don't be WhatsApping me with these booty pictures and that's it. Hey, it's the hip hop show right here. You just heard Round and Round by our brother Parallax featuring Raka Arascience of Dilated Peoples. And yeah, the video is out there, so make sure you go and check that out. And like you said, the album's on the way, right? All right then. But right about now, Segway Mice is in the building. Y'all might right not never have known about that. Yeah, I'll try and I've been practicing.
Am I the voice of chocolate velvet cake today? We switched past the
caramel
baton.
Velvet cake right there, boy.
And we're about to get into some open mic business.
As always, it's that time of the day, mother lovers. You know what I mean? Who we got today? So obviously, Parallax, you said you're getting involved, right?
Yeah.
Lefty, you're getting involved, right?
Obviously.
And you brought some people with you, right?
Gang.
Who we got?
Gang, gang.
Who we got?
Beneficial.
What's going on, bruv?
Hey there, fella.
Yeah, good, man. Oh, man. Good to see you in the flesh, boy.
Finally, yeah.
So you've been working hard as well, innit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Speak into the microphone so we can hear you.
So working at the moment. Put your lips on
I've
the
got a little project coming out of Potent Funk.
Potent Funk. So what is Potent Funk? That's the label, right?
That's the label,
yeah.
That's Dabbler and Some Guy.
Ah, that's their label.
Yeah, man.
See, I didn't even know that. See, this kind of info we should know, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, what's the single called? You got a video? Is it out? Has it dropped yet?
We got two singles out at the moment. I've got Machine Gun Benny, and that's on Potent Funk's YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we also released another video on the 1st of August, and that's called Moving Forward.
Oh, wicked.
And that's all produced by my guy Prozac up in Cheltenham. He's the only guy I work with producer-wise, really, apart from the LGN Collective. So.
Yeah. Why is that? What was that about?
Building a vibe, innit?
You grown up with him, or...?
No, not really. I met him in Bristol. In fact, one of my boys is a good mate of his up in Bristol. He's playing some music in the background. I was like, yo, what's this? I just want to listen to this. And he's like, yeah, that's my guy. So I was like, yo, put us in touch. And that's been all she wrote.
From there, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
That's good.
He's a genius, man. He's a genius. That's why I work with him, man. Yeah. I ain't worked with anyone else like this.
And so there's a full project coming out. Was it EP or LP or what?
Five Star Anarchy.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, the logo, everything, man.
All right. We got another guest we've been waiting to get up here. Grab that mic, bro. Sarah mic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She'll headbutt you if you don't put your lips on that mic, right? Anyway, the God, what's going on?
Love, family. Love, I'm alive, G.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah, man.
You look well.
Yeah, we're trying, man.
Loving the show. I stay tuned.
I'm not. This guy supports the show like crazy. One of the few MCs that it doesn't. Whether he's on the show or not, whether there's anyone involved on the show that he knows or not, he'll be retweeting it, posting it, letting people know. I think he really understands what we're trying to do here on this show.
Stole,
you know what I mean?
I love it. I love it.
Man. Likewise, we love what you're doing, man.
You
what you been up to?
Same. So much. So much. There's so much. So much. I put something out beginning of this year. Me and Michael Parkinson. Doing something D&T. With Lefty. Dragon meets Tiger.
D&T.
Coming out soon.
D&T.
No, I mean, yeah.
Who's the dragon? Who's the tiger here?
He's the dragon.
I'm the dragon.
I'm the tiger. You know what I mean? He's got that dragon's luck.
And so what, are you working on something else, like solo coming out at the moment, or what?
Yeah, there's something with my producer, well, one of the, another affiliate of the Legionnaires outside, Mindfulness, doing something with him.
Shout out Mindfulness.
Me and Joker Star, Joker's brothers, something in the works coming.
When is Joker Star coming here, though?
I know,
you know what I mean? It's like,
I'm
right,
feeling
what,
a bit
man,
of a way.
Yeah, I put on there for,
he's
you know,
busy, man.
I freshen up every now
he's
and again.
He's always busy, he's up and down.
I know, he's a busy guy, man.
He is.
Really does. All you lot are busy, man. I see. It's really good to see. Like, I feel like the scene out here is definitely, people are really finding their own way of like making it work, you know, like understanding it's more than just making music and just throwing it out there. There's like, obviously, like you're talking about, the aesthetics, the artwork, you know, really owning the social network means now we can speak to people all around the world. It ain't just got to be round the corner or UK, you know. And I think with a lot of these lot, you can see it's happening, it's growing and building a stronger scene where people understand what they got to do.
Yeah, no, it's definitely healthy. I mean, there's just so much output every week, like, you know, music wise.
You lot on the phones.
Now's not the time for WhatsApp, guys. Now's the time for the open mic. So are you ready to like lay down some lyrics for us?
We got one of our favourites, James Tsui. You see
not
how
Choi.
I said it?
Oh, okay.
And you say Choi.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If
that's
English,
what confuses. Oh, okay.
If you want to say it properly, you say Tsui.
Okay,
Tsui. You know what I mean?
But
not
that's
like
what
soy
I was
sauce
saying.
Either. It's Tsui.
Okay, Tsui.
But say Choi because Tsui. I don't want you to embarrass us. After saying Shanae all day.
I know. For years.
This is going to be fun, man. Parallax, Lefty, Anyway to God, Beneficial. This is the open mic right here on Fubar Radio. It's the hip hop show. Myself, Mice Diggy.
Myself, DJ Sarah Love. Who's going to set it off?
Who's going to set it off? Yeah, let's go like this. We'll go bam, 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 bam. You know what I mean? On your last two or four, let the person know so they can just jump straight in instead of, oh, I was about to come in there. The hip hop show. Let's go. James Tsui on the beat.
Hey. Bright Grey out now. Okay.
Bro, this is gonna be fun, man. I know it, boy.
Ouch. Yeah. You know me. Might be chilling on the late bus, billing while I take drugs, trying to make a killing, but I'm feeling like a villain and these women fully rate us. Saw me now, she fixing up her makeup. Shit, I want the paper. This the last ride undertaker. Smoking on the bus, I ain't a vapor. I'm on another caper. Now you about to meet your maker. Sipping on the liquor with no chaser. Shit, didn't even pay, I got a flasher. Calm, I'm on the 45 without a brim full of Asher. Left you niggas playing catch up. Your life and lyrics never match up. Signing rappers so easily when the bars drop. One punch might make your heart stuck. Yeah, the flow's wavy, shit we setting still. You better press the bell.
One second, one, two. I'm gonna drop something a little bit uplifting for them.
Parallax.
A little bit uplifting, yo. Listen up, yo. Listen, yo, I get you higher than jet fighters up at 50,000 feet from this cockpit. The Earth's curvature is what you see. Now you're breaking through the stratosphere with this rap of mine. So high that you're in orbit with the satellites. It's that hope you're feeling when on the lonely mission, like the first man on the moon, seeing the oceans glisten. We're on top of the world with a global vision as we sit shoulder to shoulder with the solar system. I get you higher than coughing off at your first spliff or getting lifted when coming up off your first pill. We search still for that love and devout ecstasy, getting you higher than the summits of Mount Everest. So high that I can kiss the sky. I'll give you pure joy, that's the opposite of crying. No denying with this prophecy, it's unlocking dreams like you're scratching off the winning numbers to the lottery. The energy of you loving your own destiny, training to the point of becoming a gold medalist. No matter what the pressure is, we still better it. We're still stepping with everlasting intelligence embedded in the mind, wired, precise science. A rhyme writer defying these mic giants. Got you floating with the mind of a high flyer. Defying gravity to simulate a skydiver. So high, you're feeling that you can never break. Like the bonus made by couples on their wedding day. It's unconditional, like the light that be held inside us, or the rays that be giving cloud silver linings. This is heights you're showing a smile for. So happy like the first moments when your child's born. So whenever you're in doubt or ever second guessing, just remember that your life is a blessing that's manifested. I'm out.
Sky high, I ain't even bit a spliff yet. Stop whilst driving, breathalyzer or a piss test. Baby's by my side feeling distressed, thinking what is this mess. Women's intuition call it sixth sense. Deja vu, she talking to me in French. Pack a nag champ like the incense. We used to drift apart, but since we've seen since, I learned the heart grows fonder when it's distance. For instance, used to laugh for the lust, plus material wealth, blowing money like dust. But all this fake shit is just a dummy, a dud. Like these snitches bearing witness to their buddies in cuffs. Serve a sentence, will you learn a lesson? They throw you to the lions and expect you to return repented. Respect to earn a friendship, but only enemies have tried to work against this. Anyway,
use my ability,
Focus, serenity, clean, tapping infinity. Working goals to push and expose. Mental agility. Aerodynamically thinking, sinking divinity. Embodied trinity, convene mentally, spiritually, physically. Orchestrate symphonies with literature and blessed expressed vocal delivery. Literally live the living love of life deliberately. God surface intention, a whole carry exemplary. A God I'm meant to be. Overcome distracting and sinful acting not meant for me. Actually push the boundary. I'm bound to see that's made to exceed DNA compounds the creed. Allah alone am I made to follow him, guiding me to lead. I don't mean to preach, but what I need to learn and teach. Cast for knowledge and seek to reach optimum love indeed. Inherently to we it belongs. Fear us our enemy. Kill our youth because they're insurance of God prophecy.
Let me start from the beginning at the top of the list. Don't give a shit, got your bitch slobbering on my dick. My nigga I'm sick like a pit bull with blood on his lip. She whining in a kiss, I'm acting like she doesn't exist. Yo, every day is the same. Nah, this isn't a game. I'm losing my brain. Stay calm, but I'm truly insane. I'm quick to school a nigga who would figure you were the same. I'm cool in the rain. You never see me losing a game. Nah, hey. Chemicals up in my drink. Shit ain't what you think. I make a bigger nigga shrink. I'm in your head like I'm a shrink. I rubbed the whole thing and I didn't leave a fingerprint. Oh, God damn, I'm too good. Test me, black who would get your life ruined. Shit, you'll be on fluids. My team are druids, your team just suits.
Like our souls are suffering, stuck consoling, having a faulty judgment that be so destructive. It navigates with a broken compass. But I found my feet in feeling that I'm gonna run this. If you don't get off the sofa, how you gonna stand for something? Acting up, floating down this slipstream where we're more divided because we're only seeing skin deep. Yeah, pinned by the system, but this ain't striptease. My only feel of freedom is spitting it in this 16. Challenging, defining your reality. When it's like Pan's Labyrinth and we're trapped in a mad fantasy, yeah. These galleys are desperate and it's embarrassing. Acting up to the camera, infatuated with ratchetness. Crooked scheming, the demons have got us looking evil. While we're more unstable than leakages up at Fukushima. Scratching the surface, but I keep looking deeper. This is for my people, so back your boy when I'm speaking.
Recite my lyrics from a golden book. Smoking cobra kush, cooking up a cold to buff. When you walk in a room, no one looks. We put our foot through the door, the whole room shook. Pretty high from the talks I took. It can't read me like an open book. They know it's us with all these potent goods. Driving on the coast and now I'm close to my prime. Gotta flip it all tonight cause time is ticking, right? Right? Got me. Aiming for the sky cause that's the limit, right? Or is it in my mind? My brother did his time. Locked up missing life. The options live and die. Cost of living's high. Gotta get the devil's pie. Heavyweight, you ain't in my size. Big belly Benny, boy, you know the time. OX been repping my side. Exo sipper on ice. It's like, they full fire, so finesse. Tell me, which is the town that you ride?
Town that you ride.
Self-obsessed, but I'm bound to forget. One, two, and the sound's getting checked.
Sound's getting checked.
It's like they fire, so finesse. Tell me, which is the town that you ride?
Town that
you ride. Self-obsessed, but I'm bound to forget. One, two, and the sound's getting checked anyway.
Demon within, hearing or screaming. Woo! I'm an evil scene in this long as I'm calm breathing. The bad vibrations is leaving, the good vibrations I'm keeping. Absorbing the conscious teachers to bring out the God that's deep in. Creeping the toms are spying and peeping. The giant in me that's sleeping while everyone's worshipping jins. I understand and controlling wisely, controllably use it. Must not engulf me or lose it. Laugh at people who doubt you were. Shit, shit, shit. Certainly silly and stupid and neat. More than a few kids, but back to the mass. Quantum leaping or telephone, telepath speaking. When I awake, find my body feels beaten and bruised. Prodded and poked, being studied, hit over the head. Traces of dope in my veins, bloodstream is unclean with marks around my throat. Look over to my right. Queen has lost the rope, body exposed. Tech garments gone, her mind has been broken and ripped. Landed the unknown, the land strange. My enemies cloaked in the fearful, I'm soaked on the path to purify mind, body infected, so no longer whole. Need to rediscover my God, the black matter, I let it left me. Fighting for right, balancing like the band images. Planted takes a big percentage. The might of the wickedly wise is strong, my brain's feeling tight. The grips of ice, blocking my sight. I meditate to think beautifully, so I work toward it naturally. I must will it, the filth for me. I must kill it, they poison intimacy between me and my queen. Gambling gambits, goddamn it, ego's intervention. Royal flushing it out the system. Healing process begins.
Might lose my temper if you test me. On mic I'm deadly. I'm walking in like Jesus sent me. I'm bringing it back. You niggas are whack. You only beginning to rap. These pins in the map will signal exactly where I'm gonna attack. Well, baby, you drive me crazy. The 80s made me. I tried them all, no God can save me. I chill with Hades, sipping liquor like Mr. Leahy. Might take your lady. This ain't a game, don't try and play me. It's all or nothing. I'm calling all your bluffing. You better call your cousin. You can't ignore the substance. Shit, my whole team strung. Your ex said she needed space like Elon. Hey, why be all in the rush? Cause I need time, baby, hush. I do it all cause I must. Hey, until it falls into dust.
Never learned to play catch up. Boy, been brandishing that bad stuff. In fact, I can teach you about the mantra. Foot down till the tank's done. White shark to these plankton, they're targeting practice. Stay calm, I'm relaxing. I'm a spark up her back skin, her dark skin's attractive. To my heart, she's an anchor. Pop the cork, then decanter. She walks like a panther. Don't expect you to see the same. But why they try to keep us tame? Point fingers, but who's to blame? What's different, what's new today? Let's put them in through the paces. Flicking through all the pages. Faces, they're always changing. Fully dressed, but full naked on the inside. Work the morning till the midnight. Swear most of these men ain't ever seen grind. Life, they let it slip by. Catch us speeding through the red lights. Yeah, we the leaders of the next life. So are you down on your luck? Bottom of the barrel, need a pound for the boss. Oh boy, you've been expanding your sums. Made the right choice when you was about to give up. Watch your ounce turn to dust, we ain't counting no crumbs. 1,000 watts drowning in the sun. All these trip hazards might fall and get flattened. But boy, tell yourself, pick it up.
Anyway, where did Parallax, you ain't spitting another one for us? Come on, you got skipped over. It's your turn now.
Listen. Yo, now let him go. Yo, stuck in a rat race, I aim to make it. Paper chasing, mistaken that all my wages are really just the enslavement. Living at this pace got me crazy, I'm fading. But bringing it back and making waves in this game. When I'm switching borders on flights to make the distance smaller. Cause I'm getting bored of this jungle that's made of bricks and mortar. Caught up, I never surrendered. Render my intelligence. Every time I'm jetting, these headaches just seem irrelevant. I'll raise up, breathe with the ganja in the leaves, and get my practice in with rap while relaxing by the beach. I kill the show like it was captured in a dream. See the stars up in the sky and think, man, that's really me. All I want is world peace, hell yeah. But we're so corrupt, this level of coldness is never blowing up. Yo, I switch up on the mic like this, still spit a lyricist coming deep with the shit. It's FUBAR freestyle, dropping raw. It's my Parallax upon the mic, so I'm killing it right. And I'm stepping in the building, speaking with flair. This is Parallax, my show, Sarah Love and the Legionnaires.
There's no scaring them harder than barbarians. Mine never cared, underprepared. Gee, I'm half Aryan. I've a half alien thoughts up in my cranium about trying to fill stadiums. These zannies got me fading out and fading in. Baby girl, so fragrant, bathing in champagne. Secret handshakes, I push it till the bank breaks. All you niggas mad fake, I'm driven, never had breaks. I'm feeling like Jesus Christ, my flatmate, give this guy your back brace. Cause they're all spineless vaginas. I'm standing right in your iris. I'm fighting fire with violence. She called me your highness. I replied silence. All my guys giants. All my guys tyrants. Wait, replay. What did he say? Nigga, every day is cheat day. If I signed it, you might find it on eBay. Too loud, can't see straight. Ain't slept in 3 days. I got all these pages of bars. I need a briefcase. Told it to break my heart because I'm leaving. I can see the snakes in the grass. I hear them hissing. I got a date with Medusa and we be kissing. A man upon a mission, these bitches never listen.
Yeah. Ha. March of millions on the 6 sextillion ton. Weighing up willing man, developing sons of God, pressure to bring out the diamond in. Side of his children who choose to make a difference. One solution, revolutionary movement. Pledging the mission in and out the king kingdom. Ha. Smooth over, leave hell, create his kingdom and move over. One take we have to demonstrate, reveal a display. No do-overs. It's in your DNA to advance, be enhanced and know. God chose us, stagnation is death. And death's not for you to choose. Step beyond eating the wrong foods. For what is the best part of you? Let go of what hinders your balance. Going beyond the grave that's no longer serving you. Defecate and fertilize and give way. Let the inferior obey and do what's natural and innate. God controls all works for the higher in the chain. Together let's move beyond the and get beyond a current place. To get in place with our greatness. Ha. Elated as one, let's elevate things. Hard work and patience going beyond the goes without saying. circular, spherical, solar stars as a nation. Harmonic connection in, of our creation. First eye, God calling me. Manifest sorcery, no tricks, just the gift in knowing the source are we. No longer sounded by the pork and beef.
Hey, Benny, wait! Beef, yo. His vocabulary, I'm not surprised, bro. You know what I mean? Ben, you got something more for us. I know you got something beneficial. Hey, the hip hop show, this is how we do it, look.
Huh? Smoking Skittles on the balcony. Looking down 1,000 feet, flying like a falconry. Grinding to this powdery. Puck flaming, got the Calgary, now she recited vows to me. Smoking Cali, keep it confidential. Everything I eat is complimental. Age the bottle, cause it's got potential. This my life, boy, it's not a rental. Another year seeming monumental, huh? My flow so cold, make your teeth chatter. Beat out the beat, my whole team trouble. So I know a couple people wanna see Allah. Come and step to me, cause I make you see double. Barney Rubble, got the rocks in my Armani duffel. Loud pack, trying to keep it subtle. Mandolin, slice the truffle, eat my grub like a king. No kerfuffle, then I'll match in the ring. Huh?
See?
We're dealing with opulence. 5-star streaming my consciousness. Take a breath, breathe in the opulence. Anarchist, leave it anonymous.
Yo, that was the open mic right there, mother lovers. Man like Parallax, any way to God, beneficial, lefty, all you MCs out there, man. If you want to get on, make sure you can kill it like these lot. It's hiphop@fubarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. Just send us a link to one of your tracks on YouTube or SoundCloud. If you're a beat maker, make sure you kill it like James. How do you say it, Sarah?
Soy.
Hey, James Soy. Or you could say James Toy. Soy. Or James Troy. Soy. Just don't say Soy.
This beat was definitely fire.
Yeah, James. If you, so if you want
to
get a beat
in.
Exactly. If you want to get a beat in on this open mic, make sure you hit us up. hiphop@fubarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. But make sure the shit is fire. All you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets separately. Yeah? You know. And we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes because we don't discriminate.
Thank you, guys. That was a dope session. What are the links to share or anything you want to shout out or plug?
Where's Lefty on Instagram? Bright Grey out now. YouTube.com/LegionnaireTV. Subscribe. Lots of content coming still.
Ben?
Beneficial 5-star Anarchy. Just remember the name, innit? Like, it's too hard to spell this shit.
Anyway, to God. No, I mean everything. No, I mean, find me everywhere, man.
Yeah, Parallax Official or Twitter, Parallax_UK. Make sure you check Round and Round on my YouTube channel now.
Yeah, boy, you lot killed that. Thank you so much for doing that, guys, man.
Thank you for having us.
Again, the levels are raised, boy.
Thank you all for being here.
Shout out to DJ Meat Sweats. You got to sort out the beats, bruv, because you know what I mean? We ain't. Wait. DJ Meat Sweats, I'm going to send you lot the beats that DJ Meat Sweats sent in. We can't fuck with that shit.
Give a shout out to someone.
Yeah, go.
There's a chef in my work called Mike, he covered me today, so I've got to go straight back to work now, innit?
Yeah!
Big up, Mike,
This show should be on later, to be
honest. Hip-hop couldn't happen without you, Mike, we love you.
That's wicked, man.
But thank you all so much for being here today. Lefty, Parallax, Shanae, make sure you go down to Expansions, the event happening this weekend. Beneficial, anyway, the God, Shockstar, James
Shock
Toy.
I couldn't make it. Actually, congratulations to Shockstar.
Congrats to Shucks.
Welcome to the world,
That's the only reason we'd accept that he couldn't make it. I'm joking. He's had a newborn, so you know what I mean? We had to, you're cool.
And thank you to you for tuning in, because this show is truly about you guys. And thank you, very special thank you. And a happy birthday to hip hop.
Exactly. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for hip hop.
Yes.
So we got to sing happy birthday in the only way we know how to do it.
It's my mom's birthday yesterday.
Is it?
All inclusive.
All right. You are ready. Yeah. This is for hip hop right now.
Right. Okay. Me and Mice are back next Monday, 4 p.m.
Happy birthday
to Leo. The best people are Leo.
Come on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Up next,
that was
Fubar.
A celebrity DJ remix right there.
You got Michael Caine taking Michael Payne taking care
of
you.
My name is Michael Caine. Yeah, happy birthday, hip hop. This is how we sing. Oh, you don't know the words, you do this.
Yeah.
You be front
even
around
the lyrics
crowd.
Of this, though, are so ill.
I'm starting it out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, people look at you, you're smiling.
Yeah.
I look like I'm saying this,
yeah.
You got harmonizers.
Hey, I like that part.
Oh, I feel it coming on. I feel it.
Right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Let me disrespect this song, girl. Come on.
Yeah.
You know the rumors that he can see now, and he's just styling it out. Yeah. Not now he can see. He made that much money, like, I'm watching you get shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take my money now.
Happy birthday.